Hello, my friends. Welcome to Together Run 65. Thank you so much for joining me today. I want us to begin, as we always do, by touching some element of nature. I'm going to just touch the grass. There's a little bit of wet on it. It's just a bit of condensation. Whatever you're choosing, just remind yourself it's part of nature, part of Mother Earth. Even if you don't have anything to touch, you can still feel your feet on the ground. Right, are you ready to begin? 3, 2, and 1. Off we go. Whew, it's chilly this morning. Well, it's 43 Fahrenheit, or whatever that is in Celsius. I kind of lost my ability to know that now. Maybe, is that 10? Maybe? Maybe less, I don't know. Thank you so much for joining. If this is your 65th, wow, that's so many Together Runs. Welcome back. If this is your somewhere along the middle, welcome back. If this is your first, welcome. Thank you for joining me. I do want to remind you right off the start that Together Runs are soon going to become bi-weekly. And that is because we are shifting all the very exciting traveling ones, the workout ones, the long run ones, and yeah, all the really introspective and reflective ones. Getting confused with the word reflective ones to Patreon. We have two more of these on a weekly basis, and then we will be shifting to bi-weekly. The St. Louis ones like this will be staying here, wherever you're listening to this. The other ones will be available to you on Patreon, as will lots of the other bonuses that we will be offering over there, including a Q&A on Zoom with me once a month, is one of the things we're having. We're also letting you know well ahead of time who we're having on the podcast, so you can answer your questions or ask your questions. You can also have weekly Stride episodes of your own, potentially a private Zoom chat with me. There's a lot on there. So it's very exciting. So October 17th, that is when we were really going to make the shift, and these will be continuing over here because, you know, I want Together Runs to be accessible to everyone, but the ones that are kind of the best ones I've done, I did 3 in LA. They're very, very timeless. There's no, like these ones I make kind of very timely. When I talk about updates, these ones are evergreen, as they say, so you can listen to them anytime, and it's really going to make you dig in to your own world and be curious. I love doing that on podcasts when they ask these deep questions and you're like, huh, I wonder what I would say to that. So I do a lot of that, and you don't have to pause like I usually do when I hear two guests talking about a topic, because I will give you the space to think about it yourself. Anyway, it's really cool. I take you around Venice Beach and other parts of Southern California. Those are the first ones. We're also going to get to do some runs in Chicago, in Lake Tahoe, in San Francisco, New York. Lots of fun stuff coming up. So you can go ahead and sign up for Patreon if you want at this point. Yeah, your support helps to keep Running for Real going, so thank you. All right, sorry, that was a long announcement. We just wanted to get that out first because I wanted to just remind everyone, because they are moving and they are going to become bi-weekly. Well, if you join Patreon, they'll be every week, but you know what I mean. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and begin our body scan. So if you haven't been one of these runs with us before, a body scan is where we're going to work our way from the tops of our heads to the bottom of our toes. I'm going to call out the areas just for you to check in with your body. And we are going to, just ground ourselves in that way. Okay, so you ready? Okay, starting at the top of your head, working your way down, going into your eyes, making sure they're nice and relaxed, and there's tension there, down through your nose and into your mouth again, checking the tension, you're not clenching your jaw, checking around the back or the back of your head, and going in to the back of your neck, coming around the front to the front of your neck as you go into your chest and shoulders. We're going to work our way down the upper arm, around the elbow, the forearm, checking in with those wrists and palm, top of your hand, and into your fingers. Coming back to the main part of your body, going through your chest, into your stomach. Just check in with that lower back, going into your hips and pelvis. As we work our way down into your quads, the upper thigh, around the back to your hamstrings. As you go into the back of your knee, coming back around the front to the front of your knee, going down into the shin and calf, checking in with the inner ankle and the outer ankle. So we make our way down into the heel, to the arch of your foot, to the top of your foot, checking in with where you're pushing off on the ball of your foot, and finally your toes. How's everything feeling for you? For me, the thing that is jumping out with a very kind of painful here we go is my fingers. It's that time of year again. Fingers are throbbing a little bit from the from the cold. As I said, I think 43, right on that edge of where I probably should have worn gloves. But I remember from last year, doing this with gloves just doesn't feel very good. I can't hold my phone. I worry I'm going to drop it. And I figured it's just on the edge to where I can get away with not having it. And hopefully it is. But right now, my fingers are very cold. So I feel like, you know how when you are cold or there's something hurting, it feels like it's hard to draw your mind's eye, I suppose, away from anything but that area. And I feel like that's definitely the case here. Okay. In a minute, we are going to do our senses check-in. And what that's going to mean, we're going to check in with our five primary senses just to see how our body is feeling in those various ways, what we are experiencing. We're going to end with sight, as we tend to overuse that one. So let's go ahead and take as deep of a breath as you can while running. Ooh, I can see my breath. Let's do one more. It's that time of year, for me at least. What do you smell? Unfortunately, I smell trash because it's trash day. So yeah. What do you taste? I taste cinnamon animal crackers. That's what I grabbed a handful of before I went out the door this morning. I really try not to run fasted ever. I do wonder if that was a contributor to me not having a period, was the amount of runs I did, just getting up and go. So now I always have either my Athletic Greens or something else, depending on, like this morning I was out the door within 7 minutes of waking up, and that just simply is not enough time to have a whole drink of Athletic Greens. So on these mornings when I have to get up this early, as in get up at 4:40, be out the door no later than 4:50, I just don't have time to have a drink, so I just grab some animal crackers and ate them while I got dressed. Okay, next we're going to go on to our hearing. You can either leave your headphones in and listen to my surroundings. There's not really much going on in my surroundings, but you can see what you can hear. I can hear 3 or 4 different things now I think about it, more than that. Or you can do your own surroundings. What is it you hear in your experience? You can take your headphones out and check back in. So let's go ahead and listen now. Few more seconds. Okay. What did you hear? For me, hear the cars in the distance on the highway, I could hear my footsteps, I could hear sprinklers, and I could hear some kind of bug, that cricket, I don't know, still haven't figured that out. Probably is a cricket, isn't it? What did you hear? Was it anything different to what you typically hear on a run? Did you notice something that was not normally there? It's just good to check in and just be immersive in our moment as we travel through our runs. Okay, so next we're going to check in with our tactile sense, our sense of touch. What is it you feel? Let your awareness jump from wherever it goes around your body, or you know, like me, just stays in your hands most of the time, as mine is. But I want you to just be aware of the sensations in your body. What do you feel? Let's go ahead and check in with that now. few more seconds. It's funny how when you're supposed to be paying attention to one of your senses, all you can do is pay attention to another, because all I'm doing is hearing noises. We just did that one. A few more seconds. Okay. What did you feel? Where was the attention kind of hovering for you, or was it just jumping from place to place as it does sometimes? For me, yeah, my hands had the majority of the attention. So I have a little bounce going on in my stomach. My thighs feel the cold air. My torso, though, feels nice and warm. The core part feels good. My arms feel good. That Tracksmith Brighton base, I'm telling you, if you haven't already got one of those from Tracksmith, they are the best. My favourite thing Tracksmith makes, and I haven't tried their shoe yet. For those of you whose mind went there, haven't tried it. It's coming for me, and I'll let you know. But the Brighton base is my favourite item. I'm wearing it right now. I wear it for most of my runs, to be honest, in the winter. I love it. And I'll put a link in the show notes so you can get special free shipping plus give 5% of the money you spend to Runners for Public Lands, which is a runner non-profit that is interested in environmental conservation. I nearly said conservatory again. I need to practice that word, conservation. But anyway, so you can tell that would be my passion. Okay. There'll also be links to Patreon. Next, finally, we are going to do our sense of sight. I want you to follow your eyes where they go. The only thing, as always, that I ask of you is that at some point you find a detail to hone in on, to just be something you wouldn't normally pay attention to, that today you really take your mental photograph of it. Doesn't matter if it's like something man-made or natural or whatever, just see what comes up for you. Okay, ready? All right, let's go ahead and do that. Few more seconds. Okay. What did you see? What was the detail you focused on while you were running around? For me, I looked up. It's a clear night. It's just paying attention to the stars, trying to see planets, trying really hard not to think about the existential piece of that, about what does that mean, what are the stars, what is the universe. You know, I don't know if your mind goes there, but mine does often when I think of the stars and in the sky. But yeah, all right, thank you so much for checking in with your body and your surroundings. These pieces will remain, as will the mental health check-in in the traveling ones that will be on Patreon. They'll be there, just extra stuff added to it. And I won't get stuck on the same loop. I don't know what my deal is. I'm starting to get to the point every time I record these together ones, I spend like, in St. Louis, spend like over half my time on this. You know, I'm going to measure it. Let's see. Right. Let's see how long it actually is. I think it's honestly like 3/4 of a mile. And it's not exactly an exciting loop either. It's not smooth. I don't know why. It just feels like safe. It's just like our place we run together. But yes, next, let's go ahead. We're going to do a mental health check-in. Sorry, I got distracted. There was some kind of bug hanging on a string or a thread, and I ran into it. So I lost my trail of thought because I was thinking about whether that bug was in my hair or not. Okay, it's going to like wiggle down onto my face, and then I'd scream. Okay, how are you? Really, I want you to go ahead and take a minute or two to really think about the answer to that question. All the emotions that are involved and come up when I ask you that question. How are you? Really? What is there for you? If you've gone off onto a dream world, just gently bring yourself back. What else is there? There's many emotions going on at the same time. If you can, if you're comfortable to, dig in a little bit more. Few more seconds. Okay. Thank you so much for doing that for yourself. I'll answer that question in just a minute. But first, I'm getting to my point where I'm going past the start of the loop. So I don't want to start that until I've seen us go by that. So I can tell you. Oh, wow. I'm at half a mile right now, so it's like just over half a mile. Do you ever do that? Like, get stuck on a half mile loop? All right, I'm not there yet, but it's not going to be more than 0.6 of a mile. Just kind of, it's like a comfort loop, and you just kind of get in a rhythm, I suppose. Might force myself to get off it when I get back to the start. Okay, yeah. 0.55. Well, there you go. Stuck on a half mile loop. So how am I, really? Cold fingers. That's the first thing that comes to mind. I'm good. I am excited. I'm going to Chicago. The week you listen to this, I'm excited to take on my fancy new role as sustainability activation coordinator for the Chicago Marathon. Well, I'm assuming it's probably one of. I don't think they give me that much responsibility to start with. But yeah, I'm going to be managing the volunteers, helping to organize. I'll be at the expo on the Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll be in Grant Park, which is the finishing area. And you know where that bean is, I think. Those of you who have been to Chicago know what I mean. So I'm excited to do that. It's going to be really long days, and I don't work a 9-to-5, so I'm interested to see how I handle this, because I'm working like one of the days 7-to-5. So how many hours is that? 9, right? Yeah, 9 hours, but somewhere anywhere from 7 to 9 hours every day, which is a lot for me. And also hosting an all birds event on Friday, which is going to be so fun. We're doing like a scavenger hunt, like just a really fun, light-hearted thing. So if you're going to be in Chicago, come join us. It's in the Lincoln Park All Birds, intentionally, just to do something fun and silly and just relax. So it's family friendly, all paces. It's not really going to be much of a run. It's going to be just kind of having fun, connecting, and then a Tracksmith shakeout on the Saturday morning. So those two things will be a lot. So I'm excited for that, but also a little apprehensive because, yeah, I'm not used to working, being on my feet for that long. And I'm also going to be recording together runs in the mornings before I do all that. And so, yeah, I'm a little bit kind of curious how I'm going to get on. I'm going to break myself off this loop. How else am I? I am a little bit, I don't even know what the word would be for. Bailey's going to the dentist this morning when I get back for the first time in years. So I guess I'm nervous about that too, because she's a very like comfort zone person. And so I have a feeling she's going to be like very scared to go. So I'm going to have to really have my best parenting going on to get her there, pull out all my things I've learned, and beyond that, yeah, I just feel a lot more settled this week. I mentioned last week that I was feeling a bit kind of struggling to get back into my life here, missing LA. Well, yeah, I feel more settled now, just in time to go away again, right? No, I think LA is always going to be a hard place for me to, you know, detach from. Sorry, friends, just one second. Okay, fumbling around because I needed to go to the bathroom. I was trying to stop the recording so I could run in a porta potty, which of course didn't have any soap, so now I feel gross. A few seconds ago for you was that I was feeling, I need to find a bathroom now. That's one of the downsides of the 7 minute wake up to go out the door, is at least my body doesn't jump into action that quickly. Actually, usually when I do, I'll give myself, I don't know, even 15, 20 minutes is enough, but 7 is not. I was doing that. Okay, there's the honest answer. Running for real. Okay, anything else that's coming up for me? Oh, sorry, come to a walk, friends. I missed the 30-minute group. 30-minute group, I'm so glad you're here. Come to a walk. I'll give you about 30 seconds, and then we're going to do 2 strides. Strides, for those of you who have not done one of these before, are going to be 8 to 10... Oh, sorry. What do I usually say? 10 to 15 seconds of about 80% of your max speed. So you're not sprinting, but you're definitely going faster than you have been. We'll do it together. 10 to 15 seconds. And we are trying to just take lots of little steps, not trying to take big steps, even though the word stride would make that feel like that was what you were supposed to be doing. Then we'll take a walk break or a run break if you're doing 45 or 60 minutes. And then you will do one more, you'll go again, and then 30-minute group. If you want to be on your way, you are welcome to. If you want to hang around and listen, you're welcome to do that too. Okay, are we ready? 3, 2, and 1. Off we go. Come to a jog or a walk. I want to remind everyone, if you are not on flat ground and have the choice between up or down, unless you are used to doing strides in your training, pick the up. Yes, I know that makes it harder, but you're gonna build power and speed even going uphill, and you're not gonna put yourself at risk of injury. So we'll take a little bit of time now. Do one more in just a second, and then before you go 30-minute group, I want you to go ahead and take a picture. I think we all might take a group picture. So those of you in the 30, 45 and 60 minute mark, get ready because it's going to happen, and you're going to do it for me because I love to see where we run together. And so please, that's one way you can make my day. It really does make my day when I get to see you and your run, or at minimum, where we're running together. Okay? All right. Next stride. 3, 2, and 1. I'm going uphill this time. Okay, come to a jog. Actually, let's all come to a walk. Okay, I'm not pausing my watch, but you can if you like. Let's go ahead and take a picture. Yeah, I'm not pausing my watch. I'm able to do that nowadays. Take a picture of what you see, where you are. I'm telling you, my sight is not exciting at all. I see cracks in the sidewalk. I see a few trees, a few houses. Not very exciting. Right, you're taking one. We're going to start again. Three, two, and one. If you did not stop to take a picture, you need to promise me you'll do it when you finish this run. Because I really do love to see your pictures. And thank you so much to those of you who have been lately. Oh, I just love seeing them. So whether you put it in Superstars, share it with the community there, whether you put it, send it to me on Instagram or Facebook, or you tag me in a post, I love seeing that so much. So thank you to those of you who have already done that at some point. Okay, 30 minute crew, thanks for listening. You can go check out the links in the show notes, and I'll see you next time. Okay, 45 minute, 60 minute group. We have about 10 minutes before the 45 leaves. Well, before we do our strides. So, did I finish my mental health check-in before my stomach started taking over? It's so funny how, like, sometimes we can't be honest in that moment. Like, I couldn't say, like, I really... Sorry, friends, I'm trying to find a bathroom. I couldn't say, and I probably wouldn't have said anything at all had I not been able to... Had I been able to pause the recording as quickly as I wanted to. But sometimes we get forced into those situations and they're good for us, right? Okay. So, we've done the mental health check-in, done the body check-in and the nature check-in. So now, since we last ran together, or if this is your first time running with me, what do you want to share? Could be a little about you, could be a story that you would tell me if we were running together, could be what you've been doing this last week, 2 weeks, month since we last ran. What would you be telling me right now if we were running together and, you know, my conversation kind of naturally ended? What would you say? If you've drifted off, gently bring your attention back. Tell me more. Few more seconds. Oh, I so wish I could hear what you were telling me. But to bring it back again, and this will be the last time I'll bring this up, I think with Patreon, those episodes we do together, the questions will be put there on the feed of the together run, and we will be able to have a discussion about the questions I ask you and about the things that we talk about. So it will feel like we are more on this run because we'll have had this shared experience and we'll be able to talk about it afterwards, and you can tell me like what your answer was or what you thought about when I said that, or just like, I thought it was so funny when you went to the bathroom and you said you wouldn't say anything, but then you did, because that's what I do. Like, we'll be able to chat. So that's one of the things I'm most excited about, is just us having a conversation on there after these runs to really bring it to the next level, where you can put your picture there so I can see you doing it. We can have our group run picture and you can upload it. It'll be really cool. So thank you for taking the time to share whatever you did in your mind. I obviously can't hear it right now, but I look forward to joining you on Patreon to do that in the future. Okay, so what would I tell you in updates? Well, I want to continue on my thread about the Chicago Marathon and say that I'm excited and nervous, but I'm also like, this feels, I feel like I've got to get this right, you know? This is kind of the opportunity of a lifetime to do it on the world major stage. And I'll tell you something else in a minute that relates to that. But also just to have that opportunity about and for something I'm so passionate in. You know, I've made it very clear on these together runs and in everything that being an environmental activist is a passion, something I feel called to do. And the more I've spoken up on it, the more I have had things come to me. So I know this is the right thing for me to do. It always has been. I just haven't had the courage to go against the, you know, the trolls or the people that will make comments, because environmental activists are in people's minds supposed to be like Greta Thunberg and like take a boat across the world for 6 weeks and, you know, speak at world events and not do, you know. So, and I'm not there, and I don't know if I'll ever be to the level that she is, and same with the others. They fight for what's right, and I love that we have these people, these young people especially, who are so passionate about this that they will not accept anything less. They demand anything they can to make things right, and we need that, and I wish I could be a part of that. But I also understand that for us as humans, when someone comes at us and we feel attacked, that doesn't help us. That doesn't make us change our mind, and it doesn't make it a movement, because we just shut down, you know? And so that's where I feel like my role is like getting in your ear. And the amount of people who have said to me over the last few months, like, oh, I was in the store and I was about to buy some paper towel, and then Tina came into my mind and I didn't buy it, and it was a small thing. Or, you know, my dear friend Sarah Crouch, who sent me a message yesterday saying she had her hand, her tortilla bag in her hand, was about to throw it in the trash, and then she thought, oh, I can reuse this. And she didn't, and she's reusing it. Like, those are little things, and do they change global emissions? No. But they make people start to think. They make people start to make different choices and maybe change their vote. Maybe, I can hope. Hopefully in the right direction. in a climate conscious direction. But so that's where I feel my role is, and I feel like I'd always been too scared to come at it from that side of things, because environmental activists are meant to like be very like, I am never doing this again, or I am not. And I just feel like if we, some the people who can do that emotionally, physically, mentally, all right, come to a walk 45 minute group, I really admire them, and we need them. They are getting things done. But I also think to get things done, we have to get the majority of the population to care. And if we start saying, you know, gas, no one should be allowed to install gas in a new home anymore. Like I saw the people around here and putting a gas line in yesterday, and I thought, oh, damn it, it's another one. But then I thought, you know what, you can't change things overnight. There will be absolute pandemonium. It just wouldn't work. So what I can do, we'll do our stride in just a second, I'm going to finish this trail thought. What I can do is get people conscious, so that when their gas appliance runs out or conks out, they go for an electric one. Use that as the opportunity to switch. So I'll explain how that relates to Chicago in the break, but let's go ahead and do the stride. 3, 2, and 1. I've somehow found myself back on my loop. I drifted away and now here I am again. Oh dear. All right, and come to a jog or a walk. But yeah, so I feel back to Chicago. I feel like this is my kind of way of approaching this, is something people need, like a realistic little changes, but getting in the mind to make a movement. But yeah, I feel Chicago's given me this opportunity that, to be honest, I feel totally unprepared for, like not ready for it. This is where the imposter syndrome comes in. I don't have the sustainability degree. I don't have the scientist background. And so I feel like this is a big opportunity, and I want to knock it out of the park. I'm a recovering perfectionist. So yeah, that's very much on my mind. All right, are we ready to do one more stride? 3, 2, and 1. Off you go. And come to a jog or a walk. 45 minute group. If you did not take a picture at the 30 minute when I said, please go ahead. Show me what we just ran through, where we just ran. I look forward to seeing it. Thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to seeing you on the next one. There will be one again next Monday. I'll see you on Monday. I'll see you on Wednesday for a Together Stride. By the way, Together Stride, Weekly Stride. The Weekly Strides now are on YouTube as a video. So if you want to go ahead and watch it on YouTube as a video, you can. Okay. Right. We have just over 10 minutes left. Actually, I'm going to cut it a minute early today just because my bathroom stop. I don't want Steve to be worrying. I'm not going to be back in time. So I might cut it a minute early. So we will do our 2 strides around 57 minutes. But yeah, so I do feel a little bit of pressure, but I think it's kind of that pressure that you feel before a race, you know? Like, I feel like I've been waiting for this opportunity and now it's here. So, you know, all I can do is my best, and I don't know what I don't know. So I guess it's the fact that it's like a proper role, and I haven't had a role like that in, I don't know, I mean, I guess if you count Runners Connect was a job like that, maybe. Yeah, I suppose it was. But beyond that, you know, it's been 10 years since I had any kind of job in that way. Funny story, actually, now I think about it. Chicago weekend, last time I went to Chicago, 2014, I ran terribly. Oh, that was such a bad race. I think that's why I haven't gone back, because I just had such a horrible, not the race itself's fault, but I just had such a bad, it wasn't like, you know, when I typically think of bad race, it was like where I blew up, but it was, I did blow up. No, I didn't really blow up. I just made so many mistakes in that race from start to finish. And I was so flustered from start to finish. I never really like enjoyed it. So I kind of had it as this, like, you know, when you throw up after eating something and you don't want to eat that again. It was kind of like stupid Chicago, which is so dumb. And, you know, I'm excited to go back. But funny story, the drive up to Chicago, when Steve and I were driving up there from Kentucky, was where I first came across Runners Connect, and I was Googling something, and I came across Runners Connect, and then it was the next week that Jeff offered me a job. And so that really set my life in motion, you know? Without that moment, I wouldn't have, I mean, it wasn't tied to Chicago, but it was just a coincidence that I had been looking, I'd like, oh, what's this Runners Connect? And then there we are. That set, you know, podcast in motion, which led to Running for Real. So secular, maybe there's some kind of, I don't know, what's it called? Divine intervention going on. The Chicago represents. I'm taking the Amtrak up. You know, emissions. Cut those emissions when you can. And so, you know, it's kind of the blue collar way of going up there, as opposed to flying. But it's actually more for me, like I said, emissions wise. But, yeah, so I'll have all that time to think again. And this time I won't be using Google, I'll be using Ecosia. And if you don't know what Ecosia is, I'll put a link in the thing, show notes, so you can go use it as your search engine. On that note, if you are running Chicago, I already mentioned about the Allbirds Run, the Trexmith Shakeout. If you're not on my email, if I don't have your email, please let me know, because I'm going to give you final details this week. But one more thing for Chicago, and if you're running New York, which we'll be having meetups there, we have created sustainable runner guides so that you can, we've, you know, figured it, researched it for you so that you can, yes, maybe take a plane to these places if you have to, but when you're there, can make the most environmentally conscious decisions, or can do that as to what your situation allows, giving you restaurants to try out. So you can go ahead and get those. I'll put a link in the show notes for those. So Chicago and New York Sustainable Runner Guides, we will be coming up with ones next year as well. So if you have a race area, a race you're going to, that you would like us to dig into and research for you, please let me know, because that is something we will be doing and we're excited about. So yeah, there's a link in the show notes, but again, the best thing to do is to give me your email so that I can just email you all the details about Chicago and the New York meetups as well. Okay, so my mile marker's just gone off. Let's see. All right, so we've got about 3 minutes before we do our strides, and then yeah, my hand is still cold, but not as bad as it was. So let's go ahead and do a body scan. just to check in again. I'll let you do it at your own pace, what feels right for you. So let's go ahead and do that now. Few more seconds. Okay, how's your body feeling now compared to at the beginning? Yep, for me, my hands are still definitely the one part that my right hand is definitely the one part that is not feeling great, but beyond that I actually feel pretty decent. I think it's sore or tight. Did a workout yesterday. I've got a new workout buddy, which has been so nice to have someone who's like evenly matched for me with pace. Oh, it feels so good to have that. Can't tell you the last time I had someone who was, you know, where I was at when I was there. It's been really nice. So yeah, I'm just appreciating that. But my body doesn't feel sore, which I'm surprised. Okay, let's go ahead and do our stride. 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Okay, come to a jog. You can keep jogging in between these. It's funny, I wonder how much for you, you can tell the like how different it sounds for you on these morning ones when it's just so quiet compared to, you know, some of the other ones I've done. I mean, I know it's a contrast to the New York and Boston and will likely be Chicago and New York. But what about like, just in general, when the ones that have, when I'm like in the daytime, you know, I obviously know there's more cars around, yes, but even beyond that, is there just more like life noises? Because of course we're, you know, it's still kind of nighttime. All right, ready? 3, 2, and 1. Okay, come to the jog, or a walk. Oh, sorry, not a walk, come to a jog. And we'll finish our last minute. We'll do a nature check-in. You're gonna take a picture if you didn't already. And then you can go ahead and check out all those things I mentioned, most of which I'll probably forget to put in there. The P word, when we go on there, the team will be making sure of that. So that will take care of my human error. You know, it's so funny. I'm so organized and conscientious in many ways, but things like that are just not good. Too many things going on in my mind. All right, friends, let's go ahead and come to a walk. Ooh. Okay, doggies. See some beady eyes looking at me. All right, I want you to go ahead and touch some element of nature. I'm going to finish with the wet grass, different piece of wet grass, some tall wet grass. Thank you so much for joining me. Go ahead and take that picture. Send it to me. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on Wednesday for a weekly stride, on Friday for a regular episode. And thanks for joining. Thank you.